On FM, 1400 KSPT and 1450 KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right, thank you, Mr. Official Sounding Booth Announcer. It always puts like the fear of God in me when I hear that. It's like, oh my, I'm so intimidated. Gotta watch what I say. Anyway, hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSPT, KBFI, also 97.1 FM, up and down the Highway 95 corridor. It's Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and it's North Idaho Thursday. As you guys are all probably sick of hearing my voice after the last 6 weeks or so of doing every day, but we are just like businesses opening up slowly and BGH opening up back up services slowly. We are, our local hour is going to be opening up slowly. Tomorrow, Bill Litzinger is in here with his show. Next week, I think we'll have Chamber Chatter on Monday. I haven't confirmed that 100%, but probably. Tuesday will be Lindy Lewis and her Underground Kindness program on Tuesday. She does that once a month or so. Wednesday will be Ricky's Top 10 with me and Ricky. And Thursday will be North Idaho Thursday. Dr. Vince Huntsberger from BGH will be joining us next Thursday for sure. Talk about everything going on there. And Fridays will be Bill Litzinger. So we're getting back to a normal routine slowly, surely, and looking forward to it. Today in our first segment, we'll be chatting with Jesse from Milltown Distillery. Of course, they make alcohol there, and they've also started making hand sanitizer. So we'll find out how they're doing that and how it's being distributed and all that type of thing. And then Ricky, the aforementioned Ricky, will join us. As you know, last Wednesday on Ricky's Top 10, we started a, it wasn't really a top 10 list like we normally do, but it was just, we're talking about area restaurants and which ones were closed, which ones are doing curbside and deliveries and things like that. We only got about halfway through our list. And so we're going to continue that today for the last half hour of the show and hopefully get everybody that we can think of mentioned in today's show. So that's what's going on here in the news today. Just real quick, from the Panhandle Health District, as of 12 minutes ago, their latest COVID-19 update, one more case in Kootenai County, so it's a total of 62. Still, there have only been four confirmed cases in Bonner County, and that's been the same for weeks. So I would have to venture to say those people are all better by now. Just my guess. Still in Shoshone, Benoit, and Boundary County, zero confirmed COVID-19 cases. So we're doing great, folks. Really, really doing well. There have only been five hospitalizations in the five northern counties, and most of the people in the 62 confirmed ones, or 66 now confirmed ones, are no longer being monitored. So that's all good. Speaking of good, we have our COVID-19 update from Governor Brad Little this morning, a couple hours ago, saying that the state of Idaho has met the criteria to expire the stay-at-home order and begin transition into stage one tomorrow. So it's great news, folks. Stage one is not advisory. It is a new order from the governor, he pointed out, meaning that it is enforceable. Idahoans still need to be vigilant, he said. I'm not going to read the entire press conference for you, but stage one, basically May 1st through May 15th, vulnerable Idahoans continue to self-quarantine. Restaurants, indoor gyms, hair salons, movie theaters, bars, and nightclubs remain closed, meaning restaurants will still do to go, things like that. Houses of worship can open if strict guidelines are met. Idaho workers can return to work in phases, physical distancing where it's physical distancing is possible. Gatherings, public and private, should be avoided. Daycares can reopen. Just, you know, the basic rule of thumb is, you know, basically retail can open. Just be smart. Just continue to be smart. And we'll all get through this in the next couple of weeks. Probably the best news today from the governor's press conference is he said the state will be making $300 million in grants available to help support more than 30,000 of the state's smallest businesses. It's unclear how the grants will be distributed, but he says this is set up for the people. A lot of people applied for the loans that were set out nationally, but, you know, the loaners ran out of money before a lot of people could get that application done. Then there was phase two, and that's becoming kind of in the same boat. So that's why Idaho, more than any other state to date, offering up $300 million in grants available. So pretty cool what Governor Little is doing there. What we're going to do here is take our first break real quick. We'll come back. We've got Jesse on the line from Milltown Distillery. We'll find out what's going on there right after this.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Panhandle Animal Shelter has launched a Kickstarter campaign to bring home to home to shelters throughout the nation. This life-saving program helps pets go from one home to another and avoid the stress and disruption of a stay in an animal shelter. The current pandemic situation is, unfortunately, forcing shelters to close. So right now, they need home to home more than ever. Visit PASIdaho.org to learn how you can get some free perks and make a difference for the animals with a pledge to support the Kickstarter campaign.
Are the projects around your property starting to stack up? Maybe it's time for a new heavy-duty Branson tractor from Cascade Tractor Supply. When you compare with the orange and green tractor guys, Branson tractors are by far the best bang for your buck. Save up to $10,000 now on all new Branson 25 Series tractors in stock at Cascade Tractor Supply. Zero down payment options are available. Stop by for a test drive today. Cascade Tractor Supply, 5019 East Trenton, Spokane, or give them a call at 509-927-7500.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Monterey are both temporarily closed for sit-down service due to health concerns for their staff and customers. But please note, they're both still open for takeout, and they're offering curbside service, plus delivery available in Coeur d'Alene. Just give Sweet Lou's a call or place an order online, and your selection of Sweet Lou's delicious food will be on its way to you. You can find out more online at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. That's SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Stay healthy out there and order some tasty treats from Sweet Lou's today.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. As a governor-deemed essential business, we will remain open and fully staffed for sales, general service, and emergency repairs. Our staff is working hard to keep our facilities and inventory clean and sanitary. Pickup and drop-off is available. Visit our website to view our inventory and schedule a virtual test drive. We're offering 10% off maintenance and repairs for all hospital staff, licensed caretakers, first responders, and their family. Pierce Auto Center.
Kinnexu Health Services is committed to protecting the health and safety of their patients, staff, and community, and fully supports the order to shelter in place. In an effort to do their part to help slow the spread of COVID-19, Kinnexu Health Services is now offering telehealth appointments, which allows providers to remotely monitor Kinnexu patients, as well as conduct appointments such as routine patient checks, medication refills, and annual wellness visits, all without person-to-person contact. To learn more, visit KinnexuHealthServices.org.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, on the aforementioned radio stations that Mr. Announcer Man just talked about. And we are joined on the phone right now by Jesse from Milltown Distillery. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having us today.
Oh, no problem. We have to have you. I mean, anybody who has the saying on their website, "Moonshiners of old would approve," then we approve. You get on this show.
That's awesome.
So we had you guys on this program when you very first opened. And what? First of all, for anybody who doesn't know, tell them what you guys do there.
Well, we have a small family farm. And a couple years ago, we were trying to think of ways to kind of revitalize the operation, and we decided to open a distillery. We grow a lot of our own grains. We make a barley vodka that's 100% grown on the farm. We have a rye whiskey that will be coming out soon, hopefully. We do corn whiskey. We have a couple different types of rum. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
And how's it going? How's it in the last couple of years when you've actually been in business? Have things taken off? Are you just doing all right? Or
it's going fairly well. We were kind of in the process of getting our tasting room open. We were actually very close to doing that when this whole thing happened. So we've had to switch. We haven't had to. We chose to switch from the distilled spirits production to the hand sanitizer. So everything else is basically on hold right now because we don't have enough space to do everything that we want to do. So
let's talk about the hand sanitizer in a moment. But first, just give you more of a plug. where do you guys sell your products now? Is it in the liquor store? Is it in the local restaurants? How is that?
It is in the liquor stores. All liquor stores in Idaho, they sell Milltown products. We're also at quite a few different restaurants kind of around in the region. But I don't know what the availability is right now.
Yeah, exactly. that's good. It's great to hear. And you guys, if you don't grow it or make it yourself on the farm, that you use all local products and that goes into your products, which is a great thing to have happen. When you do have your tasting room open, where is it going to be?
Well, our farm is just outside of Dover.
Okay.
And the tasting room will be at the farm where the distillery is at. And I can't be more specific than that because we can't have people out there right now.
Well, it'd be like a speakeasy.
You know? Well, yeah, it could be.
That's good. Good stuff. So you mentioned you're starting to make hand sanitizer. I've noticed that a couple other distilleries around the Inland Northwest have started doing that in recent times in lieu of all this COVID talk that's going around. Mm-hmm. What is the process and how does it differ from when you're making your spirits?
Well, the overall process is fairly similar. We do the distillation and the mashes just the same as we had before. The distillation is slightly different because we're not making cuts for making it drinkable. We're not concerned about the quality as far as flavor goes, obviously.
Yeah, as we've learned in the last week or so, we can't be drinking Clorox and such.
Yeah, definitely not advisable. So the distillation and the mashing portion is pretty much the same. The difference is when we mix it, it's different ingredients. The bottling is slightly different, and the distribution process is obviously different.
So will this be like a spray or a gel or a...
It's very liquidy. It works well if you put it in a spray bottle. It's the bottles that we have are very awkward for actually using it to put on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
We had some issues when we first started this that we weren't even sure if we'd actually be able to produce the hand sanitizer because there was ingredients that were not available anywhere in the United States. There was such a huge shortage. One of those things was bottles, and we were really lucky to get a hold of a couple of pallets of bottles from Lighthouse Dressing, and they gave us a really good deal on those. And without that, honestly, we wouldn't be able to produce the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, Lighthouse Dressing, as I've talked about over the last 6 weeks or so here on the program, has really stepped up to the plate, helping out their employees, buying them lunches, giving some raises, and just taking care of their overall health. They've been tremendous, and what they've done for all these years for the community, like helping you with those bottles, is just another thing that they do, another feather in their cap, I guess you could say.
Yes, and we certainly are grateful because, like I said, this definitely wouldn't have happened. We just couldn't get packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really wonderful that they were able to do that.
Yeah, and, Scott Porter from Superdrug was on the show a few weeks ago talking about it. Everybody wants Purell because that's what they think hand sanitizer is, this gel. But he was explaining it doesn't need to be a gel. what he's been selling there is a liquid, and you know, in spray bottles and things like that. So it works just as well, if not better. You mentioned, Jesse, the distribution is different. How are you distributing? Where do people get your product? I know everybody's looking for hand sanitizer right now. How's that working?
Yes, so we are covering all of the emergency services orders first. So mm-hmm. those are very large orders that we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. So we're selling directly to them, and you know, they come by and pick it up or we drop it off. I've also had a couple days where I'm selling basically out of the back of my car in the parking lot to the general public. And then we have our website set up so you can order one bottle and prepay for it, and then I can deliver it or meet for pickup. And if people need larger quantities, they can just email me.
Are you going to be able to distribute it through any stores?
I'm thinking about it. I would love to do that just because it would make my life easier,
yeah.
But I haven't gotten that far in the process yet.
Yeah, I think, I don't know this, but I would think the stores would welcome it because they can't find it anywhere else.
It is hard to find. I have noticed a couple other distilleries pop up in some of our local stores. So that's good that there's a little bit more available right now.
And can you produce a large quantity?
We can produce a fairly large quantity, several thousand gallons is what our goal is. We have an expiration date of June 30th right now for the FDA for allowing the distilleries to produce hand sanitizer. So right now that's our cutoff date.
Yeah, and right now a couple of key words because, I mean, things have been changing every day for the last 2 months, so you never know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we won't need it at that point. You mentioned your website, Jesse. What is that website?
It's milltowndistillery.com.
Oh, that's easy.
And there's a shop tab that you can purchase the hand sanitizer.
So go to milltowndistillery.com and you can purchase a bottle of hand sanitizer, and Jesse herself will deliver it to you or
yep.
meet you somewhere and get it to you. That's great. And I'd encourage everybody to shop local when you go to your liquor store. If you want vodka or rums or the whiskeys, to shop a Milltown Distillery. So thanks for joining us today, Jesse. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you helping out the community by switching over to the hand sanitizer.
We're very happy to be able to help out. It's nice to be able to do something helpful.
Great. And we'll have you back on the show maybe in person next time in a couple of months. That'd be great.
That would be lovely.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much.
We are going to take our next break. When we come back, Ricky will be joining us for the magic of the telephone, and we will... kind of a special Thursday edition of Ricky's Top 10 because we didn't get through half the restaurants we wanted to mention in our Top 10 last week. So we'll conclude that today, so stick around.
At Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we are taking every precaution to keep this community safe. Now, more than ever, it is critical to exercise thoughtful actions. Only make essential trips out. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands. We are open 7 days a week and are working hard to keep our shelves full. We are now offering curbside pickup. Give us a call to learn more. Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious. On the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint, or find us on Facebook and Instagram, or visit our website at winterridgefoods.com.
This is Representative Sage Dixon. These past weeks have been trying for all of us, testing our resolve as individuals and as a community. It has been encouraging to see how many of us have sought to help our neighbors in a time of need, as we so often do. These present challenges have affected the normal course of government and are now affecting our election process as well. This year, instead of going to the polls on May 19th, all voting will be done through absentee ballot. If you are a registered voter, you should be receiving an invitation to apply for an absentee ballot. If you are not registered, you can register online at sos.idaho.gov and apply for an absentee ballot then, or contact your county clerk. Please take the time to apply for a ballot and then make sure you fill out the ballot and mail it in. This is the only way you will be able to vote in the primary election. Your participation in this important process is vital to the future of Idaho. More information can be found at sagedixon.com. Lord willing, this will be over soon, and we will be able to get back to normal. Until then, stay safe and Lord bless. Paid for by the committee to elect Sage Dixon.
At your new Bi-Mart in Rathdrum, we're ready when you are with this week's Bi-Mart Big Buys. From canning supplies as you stock up for the future, to prepping your garden for the spring and summer months ahead, to making sure your furry friends are fed and ready to play. and of course that barbecue to be ready for the family feast. You can continue to trust Bi-Mart in these uncertain times to be there for you and your family. Big brands, big value, Bi-Mart Big Buys at your new Rathdrum Bi-Mart.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is about a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right by the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat as you learn more about their state-of-the-art collision center. North Idaho Collision Repair Center is equipped with a Blotherm booth and is the home of the most modern paint facility within 1,000 miles. They also have a frame straightening machine that will get the job done with laser accuracy. And their factory-trained and ICAR certified technicians will restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive. Make the trip just a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry today and discover a local gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center.
News, talk, sports, 97.1 FM, 1400 AM, 1450 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here, North Idaho Thursday, here on North Idaho's radio. If you didn't catch it, I was talking about Governor Little's press conference in our opening statements here today, announcing that stage one can begin tomorrow as the state has met the criteria to expire the stay-at-home order. Retail businesses can open, etc. You can go to idaho.gov and find out all the exact details on that. And he did great news. He announced that $300 million in grants will become available from the state for businesses that may not have qualified or didn't get in on time with the original grants and loans that were being sent out. So if you have questions on that, you can also go to idaho.gov. It's unclear when those grants will be distributed. The governor did say that the state will release those details on May the 11th. So I think it's important to note that. Anyway, we are going back to the phone. We have Ricky with us. Ricky, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
You're sounding better and better.
Thank you. I feel, perfectly normal.
That's great to hear. A few weeks ago, or 3 or 4 weeks ago, not really the case. It was pretty well documented on this show,
yes.
the sickness you'd gone through. So congratulations on getting through it and hanging in there.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We started last Wednesday on Ricky's top 10. You can't be coughing. You can't be coughing. You're over this.
I'm also cleaning an empty, dusty house at the moment, so
gotcha.
I'm going to be coughing from that, but I'm not sick.
Okay. We were covering restaurants last week because, several in the area have opted to close during this time when they can't be having sit-down service. Most are doing to-gos and things like that. Mm-hmm. I had hoped to have had the time to research every restaurant in Bonner's Ferry, but I have not really had time to do that. Oh, I do want to point out that the Kootenai River Inn announced that they are aiming to open on May 16th.
Nice.
They were one of the first restaurants in Bonner's to close, the Springs restaurant. And then just had to phase out the gaming and all of that. But they're aiming for the 16th with social distancing and masks and things like that. Northern Quest Casino has announced they're opening on Tuesday.
Wow.
You know what's so magical about Tuesday? It is one of the great holidays of the entire year, Cinco de Mayo.
Sure.
But, all these things that are reopening on Tuesday as opposed to Monday, I don't understand that. But anyway, so for Bonner's Ferry Restaurants, I'm looking at a website that's called Bonner's Ferry Restaurants, the Chicken Chop, Far North Deli, Jill's Cafe, the Springs, as I mentioned, Muggsy's, Oriental Garden, Papa Bird's Bistro, Pizza Factory, 3 Mile Corner, the Rusty Moose, Mi Pueblo, Kootenai River Brewing Company, Two Tones Cafe, Soul Shine Bistro, The Badger's Den, The Bread Basket, Under the Sun, Faux 9B Noodle Joint, and of course, down the road at Fice Creek Restaurant. For any of those, if they are in fact open for delivery, curbside, whatever, I would suggest you just give them a call.
Yeah.
Or just go, most of them have Facebook pages, you can go to that and see if they're taking orders over the phone and pay with your credit card or what have you. So just contact them directly and shop local and support all these people.
Yeah, that especially would be great. Small businesses.
We did mention last week's show that 41 South had been closed, and that wasn't so much that they closed because of COVID, but that was part of it, but also part of it, they had some damage during that huge wind snowstorm we had a month or so ago, and they have announced that they'll be open on Monday for to-go.
Yes, very exciting.
So that's good news there, as slowly but surely things heading back to normal, and... let's see. I mentioned also last week there's a new food truck coming to town, the Smokesmith Barbecue, as soon as they can get their truck cleared by Panhandle Health. Just for Panhandle Health, it's been a little busy lately.
I can imagine. I think that's going to be the biggest difficulty for restaurants trying to reopen in the next couple of weeks, is getting Panhandle Health to come do their inspections. You know, it's been sort of a resting period, and now all of a sudden they are going to be a bit overwhelmed.
So do you know, of course, you're with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, what the requirements are going to be for restaurants? Are there going to be certain spacing between tables and such?
Basically, yes. Like, you have to be able to, I don't know that there will be inside seating available. I think it's all going to be basically the way that everyone's been operating already, with curbside and to-go orders for this month at least, and then we'll go from there, because you still can't have gatherings of more than 10 people. So I don't know that like sitting down inside of a restaurant is going to be possible just yet.
Well, according to Governor Little's phases, it would be May 16th that they could possibly open, but like I said, we'll have to, he has to get more, a little clearer for us all, like if it's every other table, or have to
there is a report on Panhandle Health website that I've read that shows all of the requirements. So if you are thinking about reopening or need those, it is all listed online and available for you.
Very good. We mentioned last week that the Pie Hut was open, but they are closed. But it's important to note that they just closed for this week.
I don't know if
it was a personal thing or if they're remodeling. I don't know, but they just put out a notice that, hey, we're closed, but we're not all the way closed. We'll be open again to go next week. So you want to support the Pie Hut, a great little hole-in-the-wall restaurant across from Columbia Bank. Well, last week, trying to get to the places that we hadn't mentioned in last week's show, Matchwood Brewing, I believe, is doing a to-go.
They also have take-and-bake pasties.
Oh, good to know. I didn't know that.
I know. Yeah.
So we want to support them, and I think I have Andrea on this show next Thursday from Matchwood. The Blue Heron Cafe, which is in the 76 station there at Upper Pack River Road, they are doing to-go. Miller's Country Store is one that, you know, it's such a great little restaurant, but it's just sort of out of the way, so I don't think about it a lot. Do you go there?
I get pastries there quite often. In the mornings.
Well, good. And it's great homemade food. Of course, no sit down right now, but they are open to go. They're over on Baldy Mountain Road. Love to support them. And Winter Ridge is the rest, to go. The sandwiches and the regular menu items are available, but their salad bar and all of that obviously is shut down right now. But other than that, they are ready to go. What do you know about the Long Shot?
I don't know that they are. I haven't heard any announcements from them about reopening, but I know that they've been doing a lot of renovations to the building. If you haven't gone by and seen the new mural on the side of the building, and they put in an outdoor stage. So I know that they're working and they're planning to reopen. I just haven't gotten an idea of when.
Yeah, the Long Shot, it's just one of those that hadn't been open for very long, and then everything closed down, and that was really too bad. You and I have gone to a couple of performances there, musical performances, which were really fun, and it was really great, super nice people. And I was actually there yesterday just by accident. I was at the nursery right across the way, buying some plants and some peat moss and such, and saw Lydia Tobum out there and a couple other folks putting up this new mural, and so I got to watch them paint that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, nice what they're doing. It looks great.
Yeah, and it looks good. That I was worried that they might have to close through all of this, but they're hanging in there. What else has opened up? Joe's Philly Cheesesteak had been closed for several weeks, but they are opened again. So if you haven't had a Philly Cheesesteak for a while, just go support them. And, of course, it's all to go. They put a table. You can go in the front door, but you can't go in and sit down. So just about like everybody else. DeLuna's has remained open for to-go food. So that's.
I know that Monarch Mountain Coffee just put an ad out that they're hiring. So if they're not still open, then they're reopening, which is a good sign.
That's the one that just moved to First Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah. They are. They have been open. I don't think they stay open very late. Like they close at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. But I have noticed that their open signs have been there. And also the City Beach Organics next door has been open for it to go as well. Speaking of open and doing well, I go to Mr. Sub and Joel's a lot.
Me too.
They're probably sick of me. I go there so often, both of those. But their business doesn't seem to have really been affected, either one of those, because it was mostly to go anyway.
Exactly. And Joel's has it so dialed. I mean, I never not phone order Mr. Sub anyway, so that's usually my routine, just call in and they hand it to you. They even let me swipe my own card so I don't have to do any kind of like an exchange of, you know, germs that way or anything. And Joel's, you call and pay over the phone, and then they just have a window on the outside. You're not even going inside the building. It just feels really, like as far as to-go food, really safe and easy.
Yeah, it is. And probably the smartest thing that Joel's did was added 2 more phone numbers. Because if you call their regular number, which, of course, I have programmed into my phone, it'll be busy. Yeah. I guarantee it. It'll be busy. But they added 2 more numbers. You can go to their Facebook page and see that. So call one of the 304 numbers, and you'll get a human being right away and get your Mexican food ordered there. Just had a Benedict burrito this morning. Can't beat it. So tell us, I know you go to Mr. Sub like once a week. What do you get there?
I get the 12-inch veggie on wheat, no olives, and add peppercinis and mustard.
Our engineer Derek says that's what he gets too, but he's not a vegetarian.
Well, it's a great sandwich. Unlike the meat subs, they put 2 different kinds of cheese, and then it's basically like a salad on bread. So I like it. It's very good for me.
Yeah. That's good. It's good stuff. Yeah. Uptown Bagel, of course, has been open. They've been actually doing free food too. I mean, you don't have to be under 18 or any of the requirements that other places might have. Mm-hmm. It's just show up before 2 o'clock because they close at 2.
So you mentioned Murphy's is starting to serve pizza by the slice. The winery also announced today that they are bringing back their pizzas.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So what is going on with the winery? Do you know their hours or anything off the top of your head?
I don't. I think they just announced that as part of their, reserving food. I know that they've been filling growlers and selling wine to go, but I don't know what their hours have been like.
Gotcha. I think they're pretty much just doing the afternoon thing.
But, yeah,
you can look that up on their website, Pondere Winery. And, Murphy's Repair, that's such a great story, of course. It was the chainsaw lawnmower repair place forever. then they closed. And then is it a couple that bought it?
It is not a couple. It is 2 people who are business partners. They met A couple of people, yes. Yeah. They met in Homer, Alaska. Her name is Simpson, or her name is Lisa, and his name is Bart. And so it's a very, like, Simpsons-themed
partnership,
which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it reopens. They call it Murphy's anyway, because that was the name of, that's why everybody knows it, across from Evans Brothers there. And they started by making homemade donuts, which are delicious, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big donut eater, but theirs are somehow feel healthier.
They're healthy donuts.
They are. That's what I tell myself, because I live right down the street. But, yeah, I just noticed yesterday they started doing a pizza by the slice, because that's one thing that you and I talked about on the show last week, with the Hound, of course, not there at the moment, and the Bluebird Bakery closing. They were doing pizza by the slice. It's like, oh, we really missed that. Babs has it, right up the street here on Highway 2, so you can always get that. And I did notice yesterday Babs is open through all of this. But with pizza by the slice right here in the downtown section at Murphy's Repair. So check that out. We are going to check out our last break right now, if it's all right with you, Ricky, of course.
Yeah, I guess. That's fine.
Sure. Okay, thank you. And we will get the break taken care of. We'll be back and finish up Ricky's top 10 for this week right after this.
At the University of Idaho, Saturdays are for...
I-D-A-A-O! Go, go, go.
Saturdays are for...
And you keep fighting, and you keep fighting, and you keep fighting, and we'll get it done. Everybody got that?
Saturdays are for...
Pressure coming. Hits his man, Sandin, at the 10, to the 5. He's hit at the 1. Is he in? Touchdown, Idaho!
Get your Idaho football season tickets starting at $100 at GoVandals.com.
The drive-thru at Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue in Ponderé is open from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday. Go to felkersbbq.net to see the menu. Then call ahead at 208-597-7107, and your delicious barbecue meals will be ready when you arrive. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more with all the fixings. Enjoy their family meals, and there's always a daily special for just $7.95. On Highway 200 in Ponderé, next to the Elks Golf Course, Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue, cooked low and slow in North Idaho.
North Idaho Animal Hospital is now offering virtual veterinary visits as another option for clients during this unusual time. Who needs this type of appointment? Limps, lumps, wounds, behavior issues, and medical consultations. Please call to schedule a virtual veterinary visit for your pet. North Idaho Animal Hospital is open and here for you, also offering curbside service. For more information on their COVID-19 safety procedures, visit their website at vcahospitals.com/north-idaho.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. Locally owned and operated, their Bonners Ferry brokerage donates thousands of dollars each year to our youth, nonprofits, and to those in need. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today, 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
Building or remodeling this summer? Prolex Home Decor Center is your source for all your window and door needs. Consider Sierra Pacific vinyl double hung windows for easy cleaning from the inside of your home. They have the best ventilation to keep you cool in the summer, as well as that classic farmhouse look. Prolex Home Decor Center has doors available in steel, fiberglass, and wood, as well as barn doors and a wide range of interior doors. Stop by for a free quote today. Prolex Home Decor Center, your hometown everything store.
Hello, friends. In these uncertain times, we want you to know the team at Dave Smith CDA is here to help you. We are offering 90 days until your first payment, along with huge discounts on over 900 top-quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Dave Smith team is also offering free local delivery to your home within 50 miles and additional discounts for essential workers. Let us help you with your automotive needs. 800-639-4000 or online at davesmithcda.com.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment, my final segment for this week here on North Idaho Thursday. Ricky is with us as we are winding up our restaurant part two, Ricky's top 10 from last week. And we just heard that commercial a minute or two ago for Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue last week.
Right,
we talked
true.
About them being closed, but they, right after our program last Wednesday, I got a call from Scott, the owner, and he said, hey, you know what? We've decided to open up. And so they have a drive-thru that you may recall from when Duke's was out there, and Paul Bunyan Burgers was there as well. So you just go online and order your barbecue. I know you're big on barbecued meats.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As a vegetarian.
Grilled flesh.
grilled flesh. Hey, Ricky, I've got good news for you. I talked to the new general manager at Twin Lakes Golf Course in Rathdrum this morning. They are opening up tomorrow.
Woo! Yeah, know what I'm doing.
It's one of our favorite places to go, and it's just it's a great – they're wonderful people and a great golf course. Of course, the we've been playing – You and I played the Elks 3 times in the last 7 days. It's kind of a lot. But
and each time I've gotten progressively worse. It's great.
that is golf. That's golf, I have to tell you. Just hit enough good shots to keep you coming back. But
yep.
I like the way they're doing it at the Elks, only one person in the clubhouse at a time or the pro shop at a time to pay or whatever. And you can only share a cart if you're a member of your own household. You're already sharing germs or whatever. But I can just encourage you walking. It's an easy walk. And brilliant idea to put the wiffle balls in the hole so your ball actually goes in the hole, unlike other golf courses where you're just hitting a piece of plastic or something.
Right,
So just a lot of safety precautions and spacing out the groups so you can't all be backed up on the same tee, that type of thing. Also, Mirror Lake Golf Course in Bonner's Ferry, of course, has been open for several weeks. We had Ralph on the program a while back. So get out there and support them in the Bonner's Ferry area. And also, good friends up in Creston. Creston Golf Course has opened up this week. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is the border's closed, so you can't get there. And also, as a safety precaution, they are open for members only, but members can bring guests. So, you know, things have got to be particularly tough, as you and I were talking last night, for folks in Creston, because a lot of them do majority of their shopping and dining in North Idaho. So it's been really hard on them to not be able to cross the border. So hopefully we'll get through that pretty quick. So a couple other restaurants that we hadn't mentioned yet, according to my notes. Actually, I think I was just down to one. Was Thai Nigiri.
Ah.
We hadn't talked. Do you ever get theirs to go?
I usually do, actually. it's typically my, you know, after a certain rough night of debauchery, I will have Joel's for breakfast, nurse that all day until Thai Nigiri at night. and then I start feeling like a normal person.
Yeah, that'll cure you.
Yep. There are a couple more places I want to talk about, though. Where I'm going immediately after this is Soul Picnic, the food truck at Evans Brothers. She was the chef at Common Knowledge, if anyone remembers that place. So good. Her sauces are amazing, healthy and filling. Like, I can usually only eat about half of the Southwest bowl, which is what I always get, and then save the rest for later. So it's like two meals in one, which I always enjoy. And she's just, it's great. It's one person cranking it out from a bus, and she does a great job. I also just had the taco, I don't know what it's called, but there's the taco truck down at the Oak Street food court by Farm and Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called either, but it is delicious. And I know they had to close last summer. They didn't want to, but kind of was forced to. But it was great to see that they're back open this week. I have not been there since they reopened. And what did you get there?
Potato tacos. They come on a crunchy shell, which I will ask for the soft shell next time, just because, I mean, the crunchy shell basically falls apart as soon as you bite it, which is delicious. But I just like a soft shell taco, you know, for the continuity of it.
So if you're missing, you know, of course, we talked about Joel's being open.
Yeah.
But, of course, Jalapenos was one of the first right behind Trinity to close during all of this. But Fiesta Bonita, I want to point out that the one downtown where Big Joe's was years ago, what's it on 2nd Avenue, that one is closed. But in Ponderay, they are open for to-go. And I heard, you could call them to confirm this, but they have to-go margaritas.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's like a New Orleans thing where they make a mixed drink to-go. I don't know if I should be saying that, but that's what I've heard. So Fiesta Bonita out there by Home Depot is open. We already mentioned Luna's was had on my list.
Have we talked about Tango?
We did talk about Tango that even though it was very confusing at Tango the first couple of days or a week of into this whole thing, because Columbia Bank had closed, you know, big signs on the door saying you can't come in here, you know, go through our drive-through and, you know, do banking online, blah, blah, blah. But Tango was open. And, of course, you have to go in there to get your food. They have since, about a month ago, put out a sign out front. And they have a new service that I know Ben Murray helped them set up, where it's like a Zoom meeting, but you're talking to the woman behind the counter and she's, you know, you're giving your credit. It's just like being there, but you're not there. It's really cool. So you
that
can,
cool.
And they are posting on Facebook every day. They're, you know, they have like four or five daily specials and three or four soups. So Tango Cafe is alive and well, so help support them. Also, I had a couple of people call last week about Dish at Dover Bay. They Gary's out there, and they are open to go. Mm-hmm. And good news for them. And there's so many people that live out there these days, and a lot of people, that's their second home, vacation home, and, you know, you see the Washington plates all over the place. They're out there at their condos or whatever. So good news for Dish at Dover Bay being out there. And just a couple others that I just can't wait to get through all of this. Really, really missing Spuds. It's just, you know, Peter closed that as a safety precaution for his employees. They tried to stay open to go for a while. Of course, Connie's, just a breakfast staple for all of us. Yeah. the view out in Kukulala is also closed because to go doesn't make a lot of sense for them. I already mentioned the Bluebird Bakery, how much we miss that. Beet and Basil. Panhandler Pies is remained closed. The Hoot Owl is closed. But as we mentioned last week, they are still doing their Monday night soup kitchen.
Mr. Spud is also doing a soup kitchen.
Oh, how does that one work?
I just saw that on the Sandpoint Community Resource Center page. I don't know what day. I want to say Tuesday, but I'm not positive. I would check that out, scrc.org, I believe.
Very good. And in case you're concerned about people going to the Hoot Owl and sitting down for the soup kitchen, that's not how it's working. They are putting together casseroles and such and go by and get it. It's absolutely free. So they continue that on
Mondays. And then, of
course,
there's all the free school lunches out and about in the community 5 days a week put out, or no, every day by Peck River Store and Arnie's Conoco in Kootenai. There's also a pickup at the Conoco and Sagal and at the Burger Dock downtown certain days of the week.
Yeah, over 400 lunches per week the Pack River store has been doing. Actually, it's got to be more than that because they put out 50 to 75 on their front porch at the store every day, and people are stopping by and picking them up.
Happened.
So, Alex and Brittany Jacobson wrote a great job they are doing for the community. And, of course, most of it's just out of their pocket. So if you want to donate, contact them there. And don't come out.
Just go order food for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And then leave them a huge tip so they can continue to do free lunches for people. Also want to point out again that the Lake Pendere School District has expanded their free lunch program and is also doing breakfast and some dinner meals to go. As well. So you can get those at, let's see, off the top of my head, at Farm and Stidwell, Kootenai Elementary, and Clark Fork Junior, Senior High School. So that's pretty cool that they're all doing that as well. Who else have we were missing? Of course, Fifth Avenue was closed. Oh, the Hydra.
I can't talk about the Hydra. It's too soon. I am so sad about the Hydra salad bar. Every other meal that I sat down to eat, I just think in my head, I wish this was the Hydra salad bar.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we were in Ireland for almost a month. Mm-hmm. I got off the plane. We drove to Sandpoint. I showered and walked to the Hydra. Like, that was the first thing I did when I got back to town. I miss it so much.
Yeah, that's you should be their spokesperson. That's great. the farmhouse restaurant out in Pendere has tried to stay open, but just wasn't making sense. Cedar Street Bistro, of course, the Cedar Street Bridge has been closed. Any update?
I did hear from the Pickled Kitchen on the Cedar Street Bridge asked us for masks for their employees. So I know that the bridge is planning to reopen. I didn't ask for a date yet, so I don't know when.
Well, that'll be interesting. I thought of them this morning because, you know, retail stores, you know, practicing, you know, sanitary things and safe distancing can open tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that at the Cedar Street Bridge. So we'll pass that along as soon as we know. We also, we already mentioned that 41 South is going to reopen on Monday, so you can get that to go. And Derek was just asking me about the Blue Heron Cafe out in Samuels. They are, they're open to go as well. Speaking of... Real quick.
I just wanted to say really quick that the Chamber is heading up a mask for your employees. Free masks. If you guys need any for reopening, just email me, membership@sandpointchamber.com. And I can coordinate getting you some cotton masks for your employees upon reopening so that everyone is safe and covered.
Great, great program. Ricky, thanks for joining us today, and you take care.
Oh, thanks. You too. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's it for North Idaho Thursday. Bill Litzinger is in here tomorrow, then back to as close to normal programming as we can for all of next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
FM, 1400 AM KSBT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's radio, a service of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
From ABC News.